Chapter 1. Ari watched in horror as the beaker of juice sailed towards her in a perfect arc. The poorly fitted lid came off and the purple liquid poured out in an elongated streak of colour. Everything seemed to be moving in slow motion, from the snarl on her husband's face to the trajectory of the cup, and then it all sped up. The cup smacked her on the temple, the rest of the drink splashing over her face and down her top. Too stunned to be angry yet, she stared at Greg, who was already grabbing his coat from the chair. "And you can clean that as well, you stupid cow," he spat, the final word in an argument that had started as soon as he'd walked in the door, half an hour earlier. Ari had jumped as her husband shouted at her, her hand clasped around a little package she had found in his jacket pocket. Greg had come into the kitchen from the front room. Whatever had been on TV no longer appealed, and he now wanted his tea. She was surprised he hadn't simply yelled at her from the living room. God knows their little terrace house wasn't big. Whichever room he was in, he usually just shouted out his commands. Trust her luck that she should be going through his pockets as he walked in. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" She shrugged. "The clicker for the cooker stopped working again. I thought you might have some matches or a lighter." "Yeah, well, I don't." Greg snatched the jacket out of her hands and walked past her, flicking on the kettle. Ari stood by the little kitchen table, looking at his back as he fumbled his way around the cupboards trying to find where the tea and sugar lived. Her hands clasped the back of the chair, knuckles tightening as she gripped the wood. How had she failed so badly? Nothing she did was right. Back when the twins had first been born, her body had resembled a battleground. 4 years later, instead of improving, she had felt worse. 28 was too young to feel so old. When she had laid down at night, she sank down through the mattress, the sheets and blankets wrapping around her like a shroud. Every morning, she had fought to rise up through them, to simply drag her legs off the side of the bed. The frigid taunts slid off her like everything else. Greg had walked out when the boys were just 8 months old. She'd been